Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, proper dog food storage, fall safety tips, and can your dog eat pumpkin? We'll start with best practices for proper dog food storage by Lindsay Pevney and posted on Chewy.com. Dogs are not known for their discerning palates. I mean, your dog probably thinks a month-old chicken drumstick on the sidewalk is perfectly acceptable for a snack. That's why they depend on you to provide fresh, balanced meals each day to keep them healthy. While you may have nutritious food for your pup, you should still learn how to store it properly so it can maintain its nutritional value. Not only is properly stored food better for your pup, but improperly stored dog food may degrade and turn rancid rapidly, which can make your dog sick. We consulted veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson, associate veterinarian at the Bell Haven Animal Medical Center in Alexandria, Virginia, and host of the Pet Show with Dr. Katie on Washington, D.C.'s News Channel 8 to find out how to keep your dog's food fresh for as long as possible. So, for dry dog food storage, kibble is easy to store and feed, but like all types of pet food, it is perishable. Bags of dry food are imprinted with a best by date to let you know how long you can keep it. However, many dog owners do not realize that this date becomes inaccurate once the bag is open. I didn't know that. As a rule of thumb, Dr. Nelson recommends that pet parents use the dog food only 1 month after opening if it has been properly stored. Once you open a bag of dog food, its freshness is exposed to the elements. The three factors that affect the nutritional value and quality of a dog food once it has been opened are air, moisture, and high temperatures. To help combat these forces, there are some tips for dry dog food storage. First, seal your bag. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and dog food companies recommend that you seal your dog food because it minimizes its exposure to air, which can contaminate your dog food with bacteria. To seal your dog food bag, you can roll down the sides and use a bag clip to close up the bag. For extra protection, Dr. Nelson recommends airtight containers. Airtight dog food storage containers. Dry dog food is extruded and then sprayed with oils that start to break down and go rancid once the food is exposed to air, Dr. Nelson says. So, kibble needs to be kept in an airtight container. When it comes to the type of dog food containers you use, Dr. Nelson says plastic or stainless steel containers are fine for storing kibble as long as they are airtight. Pet product company Van Ness offers plastic pet food storage containers in several sizes, ranging from 5-pound storage containers to 50-pound storage containers. I prefer stainless steel because it is easier to clean and lasts longer. One stainless steel dog food container option is the Harry Barker Classic Dog Food Storage Canister. It features an airtight food seal, vacuum locking lid designed to ensure freshness and is made of steel for easy cleaning. Best to keep it in the original packaging. Dr. Nelson says that you should store the whole bag of dog food inside of the airtight dog food storage containers. That way, the bag can provide an added barrier that helps seal in fats and oils to prevent them from becoming rancid later. Keeping dog food in the original bag will also ensure that pet parents have access to the UPC code, lot number, best by date, and brand and manufacturer information in case of a problem, like a defect or recall, according to the FDA. When you file a complaint about your dog's food, all of this information likely will be required. Keeping your dog food container clean. Many dog owners simply top off the dog food storage container with a new bag of dog food as it starts to run low, but Dr. Nelson says this is a bad idea. You wouldn't store leftover pasta in a plastic container and then reuse it to take your salad to work without washing it. says Dr. Nelson. Always wash out the container between refills. The oils from the kibble tend to make the container greasy, and you can then end up having rancid oil from the old bag contaminating the fresh food. Dr. Nelson recommends thoroughly washing stainless steel or plastic dog food storage containers with hot soapy water or white vinegar. Then rinse and dry completely before refilling. Excess moisture can cause mold and mildew to grow on the food. A cool, dry place is ideal. In order to maintain the nutritional quality and shelf life of dry dog food, it is important that you store the food and its container in a cool, dry place. Moisture can lead to mold, which can make your pet sick. High temperatures can also speed up the degradation process and cause the nutrients within the food to break down. You will want to avoid storing your dry dog food in places where temperatures can exceed 100 degrees Fahrenheit, like a garage or a shed. Make sure the chosen location of your dry dog food storage is secure and can't be accessed by your dog to prevent him from sneaking a snack on the down low. Wet dog food storage. Canned dog food can last months, even years, if it is not opened. Discard cans that have a deep dent, air bubbles, or swelling, all of which are signs that the can's seal has been compromised and bacteria is growing inside. Once opened, you have 24 hours to store food if your dog does not finish it in one meal. Seal and refrigerate to preserve freshness. Unfinished canned food should be stored in a refrigerator for 3 to 5 days, Dr. Nelson says. You can use a can cover to keep the food fresh. Be sure to squeeze out any air and take a good look at it before feeding. If it's watery or has changed in smell or texture, just throw it out. For fresh or frozen foods, Dr. Nelson recommends storing them according to packaging directions. Once open, we like to wrap the open end of the tube in foil, held in place with a rubber band, she says. That can last up to a week in the refrigerator. Tips for freezing dog food. When you have more food than your pet can eat before it goes bad, you can always utilize your freezer. Kibble can be frozen to help keep it from going bad. You can also transfer leftover canned food into a freezer-safe baggie or container before freezing. Frozen food is best thawed in the refrigerator and served within 6 to 9 months, though it can last even longer. Make sure you are buying the right amount of food. Dr. Nelson advises pet owners to visit their veterinarian to find out how much food their pet really needs to eat. With 59% of cats and 54% of dogs being overweight in the United States, we're noticing that pet owners do not actually know how much to feed their pets, says Dr. Nelson. You can always go by the chart on the bag. You can't always go by the chart on the bag, as your pet may need more or less food depending on their body condition, age, and activity level. It's so important to know how much food they really need. Then, buy bags of food that they can actually eat in 3 to 4 weeks, or portion and freeze if you prefer to buy in bulk. Next, from the ASPCA Autumn Safety Tips. There's nothing like crisp, cool air and luscious foliage to get you excited about the changing seasons. Your pet, too, is probably welcoming a break from summer's hot, sticky weather. But fall is also a time of lurking dangers for our furry friends. From household poisons to cold weather hazards, there are important safety issues to consider. Here are some tips to keep your pet happy and healthy during the autumn months. Be cautious of rodenticides and cold weather poisons. The use of rat and mouse poisons increases in the fall as rodents seek shelter from the cooler temperatures by attempting to move indoors. Rodenticides are highly toxic to pets, and if ingested, the result could be fatal. If you must use these products, please do so with extreme caution and put them in places inaccessible to your pets. Many people choose fall as the time to change their car's engine coolant. Ethylene glycol-based coolants are highly toxic, so spills should be cleaned up immediately. Consider switching to propylene glycol-based coolants. Though they aren't completely non-toxic, they are much less toxic than other engine coolants. Keep school supplies out of paw's reach. Fall is back to school time. Fall is back to school time, and those of you with young children know that that means stocking up on items like glue sticks, pencils, and magic markers. Although these items are considered low toxicity to pets, gastrointestinal upset and blockages can occur if ingested. Be sure your children keep their school supplies out of your pet's reach. Steer clear of mushrooms. Fall and spring are mushroom seasons. While 99% of mushrooms have little or no toxicity, the 1% that are highly toxic can cause life-threatening problems in pets. Since most toxic mushrooms are difficult to distinguish from non-toxic ones, the best way to prevent pets from ingesting these poisonous plants is to keep them away from areas where any mushrooms are growing. You can visit our poisonous plants page at aspca.org for more information and contact your veterinarian or the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435 immediately if you witness your pet eating a wild mushroom. And watch out for wildlife. Autumn is the season when snakes are preparing for hibernation, increasing the possibility of bites to those unlucky pets who find themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time. Pet parents should know what kinds of venomous snakes may be lurking around in their environment and where those snakes are most likely to be found. So, pets can be kept out of those areas. Again, the phone number for the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center is 888-426-4435, and you can visit the ASPCA at aspca.org. Next, Pumpkins and Dogs, posted on Chewy.com by Melissa Kaufman and edited by Samantha Myers. It's a fruit. No, it's a vegetable. It's a pumpkin, and believe it or not, it is good to feed to your dog. Although most people think of pumpkins as vegetables, they are really a fruit born from vine plants of the genus Cucurbita, part of the gourd family. Pumpkins are rich in carotenoids, beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, fiber, zinc, iron, vitamin A, and potassium. In fact, you can tell the pumpkin is rich in the antioxidant beta-carotene just by looking at its bright orange color. Why pumpkin is great for dogs? While there are no scientific benefits that pumpkin is helpful for pets' skin or coats like other fruits, veggies, or even coconut oil, pumpkin is excellent for your dog's digestive tract. Pumpkin for dog diarrhea and constipation. Pumpkin has high fiber and water content, which are good for correcting and preventing constipation in dogs. Plus, can help bulk up your dog's stool. Start with feeding your dog 1 or 2 tablespoons of pureed pumpkin a day, depending on your dog's size. Pumpkin may not help your dog with diarrhea or constipation, however, if there is an underlying medical condition. So call your veterinarian for advice if the diarrhea or constipation persists. Helping your dog lose weight with pumpkin. Some dogs need to lose weight, but their owners don't want them to feel hungry. Pumpkin is a great low-fat dog treat that fills a dog up due to its being high in fiber. The proper amount of pumpkin to feed depends on the size of your dog and dietary needs. Consult your veterinarian for suggested amounts. How to feed your dog pumpkin. Pumpkin is really simple to feed to your dog, too. All you need is canned pumpkin. Canned pumpkin is just as packed with nutrients as fresh pumpkin. Canned pumpkin is a puree, so it is easy to mix with dog food. Give it to your dog as a treat or use it as an ingredient when you make dog treats. Note, When buying canned pumpkin, check and double check the label to make sure you are getting 100% pumpkin and not pumpkin pie mix. You can also use fresh pumpkin, but it is important to cook it first. Serve your dog the insides of a fresh, roasted, or pureed pumpkin. Can dogs eat pumpkin seeds? Yes, but most recommend that you first roast them and then grind them up. Do not add salt. What about dog foods and treats with pumpkin in them? With the pumpkin craze taking over the human world, it's only natural to see it popping up in stores, too. There are many dog foods and treats that feature pumpkins, but while these foods are fun and help us feel like our pet is sharing in the fun of the season, they typically do not have enough pumpkin in them to offer the health and stomach benefits mentioned above. That being said, they can still be healthy and tasty treats. So, if you are enjoying your pumpkin latte, pumpkin bread, and pumpkin just about everything else, and don't want your dog to feel left out, definitely add some pumpkin dog treats to your pantry. Halloween pumpkin safety for dogs. Aside from general health, the question of pumpkin safety for dogs most commonly comes up during the Halloween and fall season when pumpkins are everywhere. While feeding your dog canned or cooked pumpkin is great, there is a big difference between cooked and pureed food-friendly pumpkin and decorative raw pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns, which are often seen during the Halloween and fall season. Make sure you are keeping these safety tips in mind when pumpkin season arrives. Make sure to never feed or allow your dog to eat the stem or leaves of a pumpkin, which are covered in little sharp hairs that will irritate your dog. Dogs should never eat the shell of a pumpkin or gourd, but during the fall season, many decorative pumpkins and gourds are coated with materials such as glue, glitter, or shellac that can be toxic to your pet. Dogs should not eat raw pumpkin seeds or the innards of a raw pumpkin. Keep your pumpkin carving clear of the floor to prevent dogs from picking up the extras. Once Halloween is over, ditch the carved pumpkins. They can become dangerous as they may deteriorate and grow mold over time. And rethink placing candles in jack-o'-lanterns. Pets can easily knock them over and start a fire. There are many great battery-operated alternatives to light up your pumpkin that last longer and are safer for everyone. Now, from Mother Nature Network at MNN.com, Halloween Hounds, Tales of Ghostly Dogs by Laura Moss. These paranormal pups seek to prove that man isn't the only one with a little unfinished business. From Casper to Bloody Mary, the ghost of man seemed to get all the Halloween glory, but what about man's best friend? If you believe that the spirits of our canine companions can linger on this earth, check out these Halloween hounds said to haunt our world. First is Dam Busters the dog, now referred to as Digger because his real name is considered offensive. This black Labrador belonged to Wing Commander Guy Gibson of the British Royal Air Force and served as the mascot for the number 617 Squadron. The squadron is famous for its nighttime raid on three dams in Germany, and its success was immortalized in the 1954 film The Dam Busters. However, on the night of the raid, Digger was hit by a car outside the base and killed. Worried it was a bad omen, Gibson ordered that the death be kept secret and that his dog be buried outside his office at midnight. The dog's name was even used as a code word when Germany's dams were breached during the famous mission. Today, some people believe that Digger still haunts that area. In fact, a photograph taken during the 1980s launched an investigation into paranormal activity around the base. The picture shows a black Labrador sitting beside a school group that was visiting the Dam Busters Memorial. The photographer claims the dog appeared just as the photo was about to be taken and refused to be shooed away. Once he snapped the picture, the dog disappeared and was never seen again. Ghostbusters who have visited the base say they're convinced that the spirit of Digger still lingers by his grave and his master's memorial. They cite cold spots that measure roughly the size of a dog, as well as late night growls that witnesses have heard outside Gibson's former office. Next is Pugin. One of the oldest restaurants in Charleston, South Carolina, is haunted by a small pooch named Pugin. When the large Victorian house was converted into a restaurant in 1976, the owners left their dog behind, and Pugin, a neighborhood fixture, set up camp on the porch he'd always called home. The friendly pup greeted diners, and it was decided to name the restaurant Pugin's Porch after its canine mascot. When Pugin died in 1979, he was buried beside his porch, and today, employees often report seeing the dog napping in his favorite spot. Some diners even claim they felt Pugin's ghost brush against their legs as he searches for table scraps. And Black Dog of the Hanging Hills. The caption on an illustration of the black dog reads, "And if a man shall meet the black dog once, it shall be for joy. And if twice, it shall be for sorrow. And the third time, he shall die." Local folklore says that this supernatural hound has been haunting the Hanging Hills of Connecticut near Hubbard Park for more than a century. The small black dog is described as friendly, but it's said to make no sound and leave no footprints. According to the legend, to see the black dog the first time results in joy, while a second sighting results in misfortune. Seeing the dog a third time is said to be a death omen, and at least six deaths have been blamed on the dog. One of the first accounts of the Hanging Hills dog was written by geologist W.H.C. Pynchon and appeared in Connecticut Quarterly in 1898. According to his story, he was conducting research on a cliff with fellow geologist Herbert Marshall in 1891 when they both saw the dog. Pynchon had seen the dog before, while Marshall had seen the dog twice before, but didn't believe in the legend. Shortly after encountering the pooch, Marshall slipped on ice and fell to his death. Sightings of the black dog continue today. Preston, the Belmont Hillsboro neighborhood in Nashville, is said to be haunted by the friendly spirit of a boxer named Preston. According to local stories, the dog was accompanying a group of trick-or-treaters on Halloween. More than 50 years ago, when a 13-year-old girl spotted her 7-year-old brother picking up candy he dropped in the road. A car was speeding down the street toward him, so the little girl darted into the road to save him, but Preston got there first. The boxer knocked the boy from the car's path and took the brunt of the hit, which threw the dog into a nearby yard. The girl's brother was unharmed, so she went to look for Preston, but his body was never found. Since then, each Halloween, local children have reported being gently bumped onto the sidewalk when they step into the road. Today, that teenage girl is all grown up and still lives in the Belmont Hillsboro neighborhood. It's said that she places a dog biscuit on her front porch every Halloween as a gift to the dog who died to save her brother. And our final tale is about the Hound of Goshen. For more than 150 years, people have reported seeing a large white dog in the Ebenezer Church Cemetery in Newberry, South Carolina, as well as along the 5-mile stretch of Buncombe Road that runs from Newberry to Goshen Hills, South Carolina. Witnesses say the dog appears suddenly beside your vehicle, and if you stop, it will step in front of your car, throw its head back, and howl. Ow! According to one legend, the dog's master was buried in the old cemetery, and the dog lay on his grave until it died of starvation. However, other people believe in a much more grisly tale. The second more popular story is that the dog was the companion of a traveling salesman more than a century ago. While the salesman was in Goshen Hill, a townsperson was murdered, and the salesman was the prime suspect. After an unfair trial, the man was found guilty and hanged from a tree, where the white dog stood guard over his master's corpse. Weeks later, both the dog and the body disappeared, and those involved in the salesman's lynching were attacked by the white dog, one by one. Those who survived the dog's bites reported that the animals didn't appear until they passed by the tree where the salesman had been hanged. And here's some stories about cats from Cat Time. Why Cats Are Linked with Halloween by Stephanie Dube-Dwilson. Myth and Magic. The cat's association with Halloween may date all the way back to the ancient Egyptians. Egyptians revered cats, keeping them in a sanctuary where they were watched by priests, who interpreted their every movement as a prophecy. Egyptians also had a cat-headed goddess named Bastet, also called Bast. The goddess and her temple cats were associated with nighttime. Bast was thought to have a nightly battle with the serpent of darkness, the sun's enemy. Every day when the sun rose, it symbolized that Bast had won. The Egyptians' association of cats and nighttime might have bled into our current association with cats and Halloween night. Familiars and witches. In more modern mythology, cats were also thought of as witches, a witch's familiar, a demonic assistant who helps a witch. It was also believed that witches could shape-shift into black cats to escape detection. As the image of a witch came to be linked with Halloween, her familiar, a black cat, also grew in association. It's important to note that because of the mythology of cats and their association with Halloween, many cats, particularly black cats, may be in danger on Halloween night. Unfortunately, black cats are sometimes targeted for abuse if they're caught. That will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.